Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hello. Here we are, sharing funny stuff. That's what we're doing. Just ready to share some funny stuff, y'all. Love it. Got a message from a mom during one of the segments on the regular old morning show. She commented on some like a topic we had going, and then her her follow up was, "Everyone's a doctor or psychologist these days, or Reiki healers."
Ooh.
Jab, Alexis. Jab.
You gonna take that?
Okay.
You bet not. You bet not take that.
Go over there and fight her.
What was I gonna say? What is it when you have all the things that you've done in life? What is it called?
Accomplishments.
No.
A resume.
A resume. My resume speaks for itself.
It does.
Yes. I got testimonials if they want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
About your Reiki stuff?
Yeah.
From strangers that just came for your services, or people that love you already that you practiced on?
I mean, they're not strangers.
They might be biased.
But they are not liars.
Right. So how many people that do these testimonials for you came and visited you at your clinic?
All of them.
Really? Your clinic apartment.
My clinic apartment in my living room.
Go check my testimonials.
Are you allowed to do that? I bet your apartment wouldn't be.
So I'm not charging them.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a girl that lives in our apartment building, and she does mobile massages, and she's always promoting her business. So,
well, mobile means she goes to them, doesn't it?
Yeah, but in the apartment, yeah. The apartment building.
So she does the, I can either come to you or you come to my apartment.
Yeah, and she lives there. Yeah. So.
Is that one of those situations where like she's like on top of the person, massaging them, like walking on them and new ruining them and all of that stuff?
I was like, when's he going to say new ruining?
I haven't asked her all that, though.
But they do have those. Not all of the massage places where they walk on your back and stuff, they're not all illegal pervert places, are they?
No.
I didn't think so. I think that's a real deal.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, if you go in and you're going to get that, you've heard so much about it, maybe somebody gave you a gift card to go get a walk on your back massage from somebody, and you walk in and it's a great big fat person.
You're like, I'm about to be squished.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hold on now. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, time
I think I may be in the wrong place here.
A Thai massage is that they walk on your back.
Yeah, isn't a Nuru a Thai, a spinoff of a Thai massage? Because I thought a traditional Thai massage was, they pretty much would just they rough you up.
It hurts.
They all own you.
Yeah.
My friend Angie had one time, and she said they just basically beat the shit out of her.
My friend Madison goes and gets that.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the place where, because we both go to the same massage place, it's a family-owned place.
Yeah.
And it's the mom. She goes and, like, and I'm like, you like the mama walking on your back.
Is she fine?
She's cute. Mm.
And she walks on him?
She walks on him. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So she's little?
She's little, yeah. And you know Madison's big. He's, like, tall.
Yeah. But still, I mean, you wouldn't want a big one walking on you.
Right.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm Jerry Wayne. I'm gonna be walking on your back today. Let me try not to get no oil on my overhauls.
Ew.
I'm gonna clean my feet off real quick.
You're holding a lot of stress in these shoulders.
Yeah. So you don't get walked on, Alexis, when you go to play? You just get a regular massage?
And he gets the
Thai massage?
Yeah, I don't think I could ever even have the Thai massage. They would, like, squish me.
Not if it's a little tiny person.
Yeah, and they do have the things on the ceiling that they hold on to, I think.
Yeah.
Meat hooks?
Yeah, meat hooks.
That's what they look like.
Man, I wouldn't want that. If I got a massage, I would want it to be relaxing and, you know, maybe not even a deep tissue, maybe a shallow tissue. Basically, I just want to be, you know, lightly tickled.
Just a tickle.
Yeah, just like nails really lightly across my supple skin.
Ew, yeah. I hate when people say supple.
Yeah, I think if you need somebody walking on your back, you're either dealing with major pain, stress kind of thing, or you're a pervert. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Which one is your friend?
He's got major back issues.
He does.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty he's extreme. Always right. has back problems, and he's always hunched over.
So you're saying if you go in there, just, you know, there's some people are going just because it's a like a fetish
thing. Yeah, of course. Or there's some sort of weird sexual, like, domination, like walking on me, stepping on me kind of thing. I've seen it on the internet.
You know where that started? Uh-huh. The whole in America where that became mainstream knowledge about walking on somebody's back? The TV show The Jeffersons.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because George and Louise lived in an high-rise apartment, and next door to them was a man named Mr. Bentley, who was British, and he worked as a translator for the UN. And he was really goofy, and you know, they made all of the white characters to be idiots and goofballs and stuff. So he would come because he had thrown his back out and he couldn't stand up, and he needed Mr. Jefferson to walk on his back, and that fixed it. Because Sherman Hemsley, who played George Jefferson, was a little fella. He was like 5'5".
Oh, he's small.
Yeah, yeah. And so he would kick his shoes off and walk on his back. It was funny. It was a big, but nobody had ever heard of that until then.
Yeah, that's why.
Now you got ties walking on everybody's back on every corner.
These ties just walking all over everybody.
All over the place.
Just wop, wop, wop. You dumb.
I didn't even ask for this. I'm the UPS man.
You going to get certified to do that kind of stuff, Alexis?
I would love to walk on people. That'd be lit.
My wife going to wash my uniform and see them oily, tiny footprints on my back. I wonder what the hell's going on. Wouldn't you think, though, that the back walker would also have to have, even if it's a little person, they would need like a more of a smaller foot?
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't want, you know, somebody with a big old ass feet walking all on you.
No. Maybe that's
because they wouldn't be able to take very many steps. I mean, it's just like
stopping in place.
They'd run out of places to walk. Riggins, you got big feet. What size shoe do you wear?
13.5.
Yeah, 13.5. And I wear a 9.5 on a good day. So I could get a lot more steps in on somebody's back than you could.
I would get the most steps. I got a size 2.
A 2?
A 2. I should be doing
that. Yeah,
a
2. You could get on somebody's back and salsa, merengue, machata, whatever.
I could do probably front like flips, back flips. But that's probably why it is a Thai massage, because Asian women have smaller feet. That's the only place that I have ever been able to find small high-heeled shoes is usually in Chinatowns.
Oh, my God.
That's not
Look
racist.
Look out, racism
that's
coming
not racist.
Through.
Shut up.
Definitely
you got
racist.
Any more stereotypes you want to throw out there?
They got smaller feet.
Tell us more about Asians.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Rob, this is live. We can't even edit that, can you?
Shut up. It's the truth. It's not
canceled,
racist if it's the truth.
Canceled.
You know about Asian women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Alexis, that was ugly. It was really ugly of you.
Shut up.
When people show you who they are, believe them.
The first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I'm never in for any kind of rough treatment, no matter what it is. I don't like to be, even if it's somebody who's being really nice, and I like them. I don't like to be jostled. Put it that way. I'm not a person who enjoys being jostled.
No. That's fair.
You know, I don't want to be slapped on the back, punched in the arm, shaken by the shoulders, you know, any of that.
Even if you're going to feel so much better afterwards?
Mm-mm. Because I don't think I would. I would hate it that much. I'd be like, I'm a tender person.
You a little tenderoni?
Mm-hmm. I'm a gentle soul.
You're a tenderoni.
You're a tenderoni.
Yeah. Riggins, you might like that, though, because you do like, you like rough, being roughed up a little bit.
Yeah. I've just never gotten a massage, so it seems a little intimidating. But, yeah, I'd probably like that.
Oh, you would love a massage. But
would you be worried that you would like it in the wrong way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be, too, if I were you.
Just like flip over. I'm like, I can't.
As a matter of fact, you're going to have to cut a hole in this table.
That's right.
Not just the one for my face.
Yeah.
Ew.
A pecker hole.
Ew.
This pecker hole ain't going to work.
You got a jigsaw to cut a pecker hole in this table? I hate that. I thought this was a full service place.
Yeah. I probably would like it.
There was a massage place here in Mooresville, North Carolina. They got shut down by the police. Yeah, it was a sting operation.
They were being naughty in there.
Mm-hmm. Doing table showers.
Mm. That sounds so juvenile. They were being naughty.
They were being naughty in there. Was Ace around there at the time?
Wow.
No.
Let's start that.
Well, you know he loves massages. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. No, that's not all you're saying.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details of that story. Y'all can Google it, but it was juicy.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a small suburban town, you know, to hear about something like that going on. But I think it had a really sad connotation to it, too. I think they were also doing trafficking and stuff.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. A lot of those places also engage in trafficking.
Yeah. But you just don't, you know, you don't think about it in your little town. That there would be some kind of seedy business like that going on.
There's a lot of weird things that go on here in Mooresville, let me tell you.
I know.
And you try to talk about the city, but every time, the more I spend time here in Mooresville, the more I'm like, don't be talking about Charlotte, because...
Because what?
Things happen here, too. People get killed. You got sting operations.
Right. But not at the even close to the same level or frequency. So
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Says you.
I do.
It's dangerous over here.
Go. Is that what's the name of the place we're going tonight?
Charbar 7.
And what area of town is that?
Mint Hill.
Okay, so that should be cool then, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never been to. I've lived in Charlotte 20 years. Nice. I've never heard anybody say I'm from Mint Hill. I just didn't even know it was a real place. But is
the temperature considerably lower in Mint Hill than it is surround?
Has to be.
What?
Like Christmas land. Mm-hmm. That's how I picture it.
It's like minty. A cool, refreshing.
I don't think so.
It's not like that at all.
It's like this is Tic Tac Town.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I thought of it.
Mint Hill is very close to where I grew up in Charlotte.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So that tells you everything you need to know.
Shouldn't have told us that. Used to be called Murderland before they named it Mint Hill. Once you got out of there.
It's a trendy area, isn't it?
Is it?
Mm, I think so. All right. So I guess we need to take a break.
Yeah.
I guess we don't have to, I don't know, but I guess we will.
Let's keep the fun rolling.
I don't want to leave the fun, but, you know, somebody said they got a number two, so. All right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin.
America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
You know, I hate saying that I like pumpkin spice stuff because it's just... seems like it's so cliche and go with the crowd, you know. And when I try to explain to people, I give a disclaimer. It's like I've liked pumpkin spice crap way before it got to where it is now, and people use it as, you know, just a pop culture phenomenon. But my wife Jody, who I'm proud to say is my wife. People think I'm doing an impression of her when I say that, but I'm not. I'm just like old Southern man would say, my wife, like that. Sounds kind of like her. But she brought home from the grocery store yesterday limited edition pumpkin spice Cheerios.
Ooh.
And they good. 10 out of 10. They are really good. And then, look, this is not an advertisement, or as the British say, an advertisement.
Advertisement
for the Cheerios pumpkin spice. Just a friendly tip if you like that sort of thing. And they're sweet. Like, you don't even Honey Nut Cheerios aren't sweet enough for me. I try to put a little sweetener on those. Regular Cheerios for sure. It's like, yeah, eating little cardboard rings. But yeah, these things are so good.
What was the milk like afterwards?
They were I didn't even eat them in milk. I just grabbed a handful of them, ate it on my way out the door this morning because I wanted to try them. So good. But Alexis, say you met a guy, you're all in love, you want to marry this guy, he proposes to you. He gives you a beautiful engagement, or a valuable engagement ring, but it is a pumpkin spice engagement ring because somebody has developed that, a jewelry company. It looks like pumpkin spice, like a pumpkin spice latte. It's if the ring features a whipped cream shaped center diamond surrounded by white diamonds and orange sapphires encased in a cup shaped claw. So it's supposed to look like the pumpkin spice latte. It's pretty. Yeah. But it's a little, because I like orange. I think orange is a cool color, but I don't know about for a wedding ring.
Listen, at this point, I'll take a ring from the 25-cent machine. I'd be happy to get a pumpkin spice engagement ring.
You'd take a damn cooter ring, wouldn't you? Yeah, okay. You'd take a man's Prince Albert.
Yup. I'm not going to be picky anymore.
Hey, I got a question. Y'all do cooter ring?
And I got that mixed up because I thought I was saying that like a guy taking it out of himself and giving it, but then that was wrong. It's not what a cooter. Anyway, it also has a gold rose band, which I don't like rose gold as a color anyway on anything.
No, that had a moment.
That's not rose my gold thing. But white diamonds, orange sapphires, emerald stones.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Down the sides. But it doesn't smell like pumpkin spice, which I think is a missed opportunity. So if your ring could smell like pumpkin spice, that would be good.
Yeah, I mean, then it just looks like the coffee.
I don't get the emeralds in it. I don't like those. I don't like how it looks.
Yeah, because a pumpkin spice latte doesn't have green
at all.
It better not.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if your pumpkin spice latte has green in it, yeah, something wrong. Something is very wrong. But it doesn't say how much it is, does it?
Mm-mm. I'm sure it's very expensive.
Oh, it's worth $11,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see it right here. It costs $11,300.
Yeah.
Which, you know, jewelry markup, whatever, you could probably get it for $3,000.
It's truly priceless.
Oh, and the box that comes in has a little pumpkin. Oh, that's so cute. Look at that. It's like the little clasp is a pumpkin to open it.
Now, I wonder how many of those they will sell.
Yeah, I mean, is this one of one? Might be.
And could you, would you be able to get away with that if you proposed or got married in any month other than October?
Right.
Unless she's like a super Starbucks crazed fan. Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Mm. Yeah, I don't even, I wouldn't even have to be Starbucks. Because don't they all have a pumpkin spice latte now?
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
But Starbucks was the OG when it came to that. They put it on the map.
Mm.
And I think they put it on, put everything pumpkin spice related on the map. I think they were kind of the first to make the pumpkin spice thing a big deal.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, but when I started getting into pumpkin spice stuff, it wasn't because of Starbucks, because I don't support Starbucks.
So. What was the product? Do you remember?
I want to say it was maybe muffins or something. You know, my wife and my mother-in-law have always made that pumpkin bread that's so great, and I would just eat pumpkin out of the can.
Yeah.
Put some Splenda brown sugar and some I can't believe it's not butter on it. Mm-mm. Talk about a healthy treat. Not healthy, but less fattening treat.
Is that Splenda?
But, I mean, it's not. Yeah, Splenda and I can't believe it's not butter.
Right.
Yeah, no calories are low on that. But I will say, I don't like Starbucks as a company because political reasons and all. But they do have some drinks that I absolutely love.
Oh yeah,
like that. Like white chocolate mocha latte thing is really good. Is that what it's called?
They do like a Java chip or a mocha Java chip frappuccino that's really good. There's a lot of chips and stuff like that. But yeah.
Now, I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with any of those pastries they have.
Those are kind of weak.
A little dry.
Okay, breakfast sandwiches.
Their egg bites are good. I love those.
Those little ones.
The roasted pepper ones. Mmm, yum. Yeah.
No thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I tried a cinnamon dolce latte from them before. It's not great.
Oh.
Dolce latte.
Ooh, their refreshers are good too. The dragon berry one. Ooh, I love that one. With the dragonberry pieces.
Yeah, I've been, you know, just pretty limited to what Starbucks stuff I've had. And I never set out to get it. I'm never like, oh, I gotta go to Starbucks. It's like if I'm with somebody else or there's one in Target.
Yeah, there's always one in Target.
You know, and so sometimes, you know, if I feel like I'm, you know, wanting some sort of a sweet treat.
Yeah.
I'll get one of those white chocolate mocha lattes.
That's like the ultimate basic bitch moves, to go to Target, get a bunch of like Halloween decor, and then walk out with your like venti vanilla latte.
But no, Starbucks. I would get it walking in.
Walk around.
So yeah, that made it even better.
Yeah.
Look, hey, you're more like a douche.
How do you feel about pumpkin spiced bone broth? Because I just found some online.
Speaking of that, has your friend Madison given you any of his valuable bone broth yet?
He did, after I made him listen to the whole episode of me griping about it. But he brought me bone broth.
Does he have a factory or something that's making a, like, I just picture this big warehouse with vats and stuff in it, like a brewery with bone broth. Or is he like doing it out of his kitchen right now?
Not out of his kitchen, but it's a commercial type kitchen that they're doing this out of.
In a restaurant, or just they're renting a kitchen?
In a restaurant, I think.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that operation.
He's working with a chef. And it's good. I mean, they call it sipping broth. I didn't know that was a thing. But mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to eat it with a spoon. You sip it like coffee.
Yeah, he's just walking around with this tub of broth, just drinking it like a weirdo.
I could do that. I could do that with some really good chicken broth.
But like room temperature?
No, not room temperature. It would have to be. It'd have to be a little hotter than room temperature.
Yeah,
and it's bone broth, which means there's more collagen and fat in it. Uh-huh. So
well,
when
it's he
like congealed.
Yeah, he sent me a video the other day where he was like touching it, and the whole thing was jiggling. And he said he was going to start an Instagram page for jiggly food like that. He was like, people are into that.
Yeah,
yeah. I did keto for a while, and the whole bone broth thing is part of that. I didn't like it nearly as well as I like just regular chicken broth made with fatty ass chicken.
Well, then
a lot of salt on it.
Madison told me it. When he brought the broth to Camille, she said that she could taste the bones in it.
Mm.
She's like, I can taste the bones.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a hint of bone in this. Oak and bone.
I can taste it.
This tastes very bony.
Sounds like a heavy metal song. Do-do-do-do. Taste the bone.
I think they do have a song called Spit Out the Bone.
That may be what I'm thinking of.
Yep, Metallica.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because we can't play it now because we don't have license to play commercial music on the podcast and all. But the drum in that song is unbelievable.
Hmm.
That's all I listen to it for is the intro, so hear how fast the drum goes. But anyway, when is his bone going to make the market? Place. When is he going to be selling it?
I think they started selling it at a farmer's market last weekend.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Along with the mushrooms.
It was the same operation?
He's involved in both those operations. Okay. So sometimes he'll go to the farmer's market to work and sell both.
Okay, so the shroom guy that he works with is the one that you went, that's how you had the connection to go in and learn about mushrooms, right? And all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. These little, I mean, clubs and subcultures and all that these liberals have is just amazing.
Oh, my God. They're not liberals. That mushroom guy, you would love him. You guys are two peas in a pod.
You know, people say that about other people and me.
A lot.
Two peas in a pod.
Yeah. But I've never met anybody who would share a pod with me. You know, women tell me that all the time. You and my husband are just alike. He just da 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 da. And then they'll introduce me to their husband, and then I'm thinking, this guy didn't even act like he likes me. Oh,
yeah.
You know, but we're two peas in a pod because of the political things and all. I was mainly talking about you and Madison.
Oh, yeah, but this guy is like involved too, and he loves the words indoctrination, Marxist, all the same words you love. Yeah. He loves it.
Yeah, that's all it is. We just love these words. They just love the sound of them. It doesn't matter what it's you know, in reference to or anything.
The Constitution is like his favorite thing in the whole world, mm-hmm. which is yours also, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, and the Bible. Yeah.
And also mm-hmm. he loves the Bible. He loves God.
So is he first generation? I mean, is he American or is he an immigrant? Or
no,
something?
He's American.
Okay.
Looks like he...
Well, I didn't mean that as an insult. I'm just thinking a lot of times immigrants appreciate the Constitution and all more than a lot of American citizens who don't, who've been indoctrinated not to.
Now he's a mountain.
I said it again.
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
He a mountain boy.
This is the second guy within a week that you've told me that I would get along with because they use the words indoctrination, Marxism, and wasn't there another one that they use? Anyway,
yeah, I mean, because it's true.
You would get along with this. This is the second one.
When I think about you, that's how I would describe you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Mr. Indoctrination, Marxism.
Yeah, are the things I hate the most in life. Yeah.
You hate those words?
No, I would say that those are the things you hate most in life.
Oh, yeah.
This brand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Proud of it. God bless America.
You should come to the mushroom grove.
I would. I would like to go see. I was going to tell you, I'd like to go see the whole operation. I want to, you know, see how they mass produce, even though it's for farmers markets and stuff. It's small batches compared to going into Campbell's or some shit.
Right.
But I would like to see how they do it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go to Charlotte, all the way into Charlotte for that.
Yeah, he sent me a picture the other day. They were making the broth, and it was just huge stock pots just like boiling. Yeah.
Got to wear a hair net in there and a beard net.
I'm sure.
Those always look really attractive. Your friend Madison's got a beard. Does he have to wear one of those things?
Probably.
Yeah.
And then he has glasses, so his glasses are probably getting fogged up.
He's such a dork. Look at you with glasses.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. AceTJ.com/weightloss.
For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
You know, we always like to help people in any way we can. This lady just sent us an anonymous question. She said, when men say they don't want a birthday party or a fuss, do they mean it? Or is it like when a woman says she doesn't want a party, but really does? Men mean it.
100% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Not to say that they wouldn't end up having, most men wouldn't end up enjoying the party. But in my experience and all the men that I know, if they say they don't want a party or they don't want a big deal made out of, whether it's their birthday or anything else, they really mean it. Not to say they wouldn't like for it to be recognized by their loved ones.
Yeah.
But just when he says he doesn't want a fuss, he probably does not want a fuss.
Yeah. It's a good rule of thumb. Just believe him.
Mm-hmm. But I like that she admits that women say that, but they don't mean it.
I never say that.
I've never heard that.
I always want a party.
Yeah, you want a party just for showing up.
Yeah.
Every day.
What? I would love that. Like a true blown surprise party.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of my biggest dreams.
Is it? Is this on the list?
It's on the list of thousands.
But someone
of
else has to
dreams.
Like make this dream happen for me. I can't plan
you
my
can't
own surprise
yourself.
Party. No, that's lame. Mm.
I had a surprise party once.
And did you love it?
Yeah.
See?
I did.
I don't remember that. When was that?
Years and years ago.
I guess everybody but Alexis has had a surprise party.
Yeah, Rob had one and he wasn't too thrilled with it.
He'd be the only person.
But we didn't know that he said he didn't. Or did we know that he said
there's
he
no,
didn't want.
There's no way that Meredith would have said, he doesn't really want this when inviting people.
Yeah. That was at the karaoke thing at the bar. They had a surprise for Rob. He's wearing a Batman t-shirt. If my photographic memory serves correctly.
Oh, was he so surprised?
Yeah, 100%. Not thrilled, but not thrilled. Because, yeah, I remember now he said, Rob doesn't look too excited about this whole thing.
I remember walking in and going, oh, there's a lot of people here. Oh, there's people I know. Oh, no.
Yeah. We threw Riggins a big surprise party one night.
Also, all of you guys have had surprise parties.
Riggins' party was at the Palm.
Oh, wow.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. And the surprise was that he had to autograph the wall where they had his picture put up there with all the famous people.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. No big deal. I mean, whatever. It was awesome. It was pretty much the greatest night of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the night I found out I like surprise parties.
Yeah.
I just assumed I always hated it, but it turns out I love surprise parties for me.
Yep.
And the food was incredible. Obviously, it's the Palm.
Wow. Keep rubbing it in.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
I mean,
yeah. Glitz and glamour, the whole thing.
Private room, every food item you could imagine, then this delicious triple layered chocolate cake at the end. It was unreal. Mm-hmm. And all my family was there.
Yep.
I'm so proud of Alexis for not saying, when do I get to sign the wall at the Palm? I'm very...
Coming. We were, you know.
Yeah, we just haven't found enough African-American male models to serve as waiters.
Stop it.
Shirtless waiters.
That's what she wants.
No, I'd rather them keep their shirt on while they're bringing me food.
She's like... I want every one of them to look like this.
Yeah, what's the restaurant where they have the tallywhackers?
Yeah.
It's like Hooters, but with guys. I hear the food is so good at tallywhackers, but that's the idea, is it's shirtless guys, I think. You wouldn't like that?
That doesn't do it for me.
Oh.
Not in that setting, in a restaurant setting.
All right. We're just, you know, trying to find at least five of them that look like Jake from State Farm.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah. She always says, he's a cutie. That little Jake from State Farm. Mm-hmm. He's a cutie.
He has a cutie. He has
nice little
butt.
He is cute.
Oh, look at and you guys got him a Batman cake?
Well, no. My Meredith's sister makes cake.
That's awesome. I've never had a personalized cake.
We didn't throw this party. We were just invited to this party. Meredith and his... was it your sister had a part in making
my niece.
Your niece. Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, we just had to go. I mean, we were just lucky enough to be invited. No, it was fun. It was fun. There was an old dude there that took karaoke to the next level because he brought his little horn with him to play. You remember that, Rob?
Yes, I do.
He was a regular, though, obviously. Y'all were in the club together or something.
Excuse me, come through.
Yeah, that was fun. Regan's whole family was there. His brother came in from Atlanta.
Yeah,
for the whole thing.
Yeah, see, if you threw me a surprise party, you wouldn't even have to worry about inviting my family. So yeah,
they wouldn't come.
They wouldn't be there. So it's cool.
Oh, that's sad.
That's less. Not sad when you're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make it less sad.
Yeah, Ace and I have been on there twice on the wall. They updated our picture.
That's right.
One time.
It needed an update.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still had a mullet, I think, in the...
Yeah.
Ace had long hair.
Ace had long hair.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can find that picture on the internet.
I'm sure.
The dark web.
The dark web.
Maybe.
Yeah, I found it on the dark webs.
Yeah, it's very cool. Well, maybe we'll get there.
But you got to be, you got to be a celebrity of... You know, in the town.
Oh, I'm a celebrity in the streets. Ask about me, honey.
Yeah, the Palm people, though.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
You'd be surprised.
I mean, maybe if there were, a restaurant / bowling alley or something called Palms Up.
I'm a celebrity in the restaurant world.
At the Palm?
Yeah. All of them.
Guy Fieri knows
all
about
the
you?
Yup. He does. Mm-hmm. Emerald, all of them.
All of them.
Wolfgang.
Bam.
Ronald McDonald, Colonel Sanders, they all know me.
All the top chefs.
Yeah, don't play with me.
Damn, what's his name done called me an idiot sandwich?
But, I mean, that's it. Nobody else from the show has been up there either, so. I bet Monica is up there. For her other stuff, not for being on, for being a media figure in other ways.
Yeah.
Monica, if you ever watch any racing stuff, and you see videos and all of a reporter named Monica Palumbo. She was part of our show for a couple of years.
She has a cool last name. She's not Hispanic, right?
Italian.
She's Italian.
Mm-hmm. She brought a little bit of celebrity with her.
Yeah.
She came on the show.
Right. Yeah, well, a lot. She was Miss North Carolina, USA. She was Sprint Cup girl. She was NASCAR media after that, TV stuff.
Yeah.
Now she's just a darn dope. No, I'm kidding. She travels every weekend doing race stuff.
It makes my head spin.
I know. I can't. If you look at her social media stuff, and when she's, and I'll say this, I haven't talked to her in a while in person. She sent me a message not long ago. She texted me, and maybe it was my birthday. I don't know. But she said, I forgot to tell you. She said, be sure and tell cute Riggins. She said, hi.
Oh.
She still thinks of you, I'm sure, as a little like kid. A young fella.
Yeah.
Even though you old as hell now.
10 years ago? Almost. I mean, because I just looked at the on October 1st, I will have been here 10 years.
Hmm. And was Riggins with us before you were? What years was Monica?
She was there when I started.
No, she was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You came in all wide-eyed, like, oh, look at this hot girl.
She's cute.
No,
she's lovely.
But if she's not flying off doing race TV coverage and stuff, she's got two little young boys. She has them doing all kinds of stuff. It's like, well, if I'm not here on the weekends, I got to make up time during the week. And she's got those kids doing fun stuff constantly. Yeah. I don't even know how she doesn't just collapse.
Yeah, it'll be like 6 o'clock in the morning. She'll tweet out a picture. Mm-hmm. She's a little early morning fishing. Yeah. It'll be fishing in the river and then be at a pumpkin patch by 9.
That's like my goal is cool. To be that, like, do those many, be that productive in life. Yeah. I love it.
You think she's on something?
Yeah, definitely.
Like speed.
I was thinking more like steroids.
Oh. I said speed.
Oh, my bad.
Glass. High speed chicken feed. No, I'm kidding. But, y'all know, I tell y'all all the time, I've always talked about my best friend from home, Shannon. No matter what kind of success I've had in this business, or he goes somewhere in another town, he's traveling and he hears me on the radio in some other town or something like that, nothing really has ever impressed him with what I have accomplished until the day he called me and he goes, "Holy shit, Monica Palumbo is on your show now?" And then goes on for about 10 minutes uninterrupted of talking about how hot she is. I mean, I watch her on the races, man, I can't believe this. I bet she's even hotter in person. And it's going on and on and on and on. And I told him she's ugly as hell in person. Yeah. I said, "Man, and she's what a bitch." What he said, "Don't tell me that."
Yeah.
I didn't. No, I was just kidding. She's not. But he does. I mean, that was the only thing he's ever since then. And any other thing he says about me is an insult. Like, he'll just text Jody and go, you know, say something. "Tell your little bitch ass husband," I said. Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Thinking he's hot shit. Tell him he's not. Whatever. All right, we got one more coming up. Hang on.
Hold on, I can't take a break yet.
Oh, you just said you could.
I was telling you, hold on a second.
Oh, I thought you were saying go.
I think we're good now.
Hold on. Oh, you were saying go.
The go computer
now.
Froze up.
Go now.
All right, so. All right,
froze up.
You're good. Let's go.
Like my wristwear.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Man, now I'm hungry. I want a steak, some au gratin potatoes, some cream spinach.
Oh, I don't know that you can get that at 9:50 in the morning.
No, okay. I was on my way home the other day, and I was, because I'm trying to eat cleanly, and I was going to stop at the Dario and get me a get that grilled chicken wrap thing that they have, and it wasn't even lunchtime yet. I'm like, damn, I see what Jody means. And getting home earlier and earlier every day. But that was Tuesday after I'd been out all night to that damn concert. Yeah. So I was trying to get home. I was hungry. Didn't want to have to cook anything when I got home or make anything.
Were they not open yet? Or?
They were, but it was like 10:15, so I'm sure they didn't have lunch.
I don't think they served breakfast. I think they just opened at 10.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I thought 10:30 was the standard for all fast food places.
Yeah. No, if it's a fast food place that doesn't have breakfast, they start serving lunch at 10, trust me.
Okay.
I got you.
But they don't have breakfast at Dario's?
I don't
Dario?
Think so.
Not Dario's.
I don't think so.
Dario. Stupid. Okay, well. That is a bad deal on my part, because I should ask you, Rob.
Yeah, so when...
Because he does. I mean, he's the go-to on that stuff.
Yeah. When Cookout opens, it's ready to serve whatever they got.
Yeah, but they don't open until 10:30. I went there yesterday because I was here a little bit later than 10, so 10:30 I was like, oh, Cookout's open. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I love Cookout.
Their milkshakes are the best.
I got a spicy chicken sandwich and chicken quesadilla and a cheeseburger quesadilla. It was delicious.
I like getting the burger, but like the cheddar style with the bacon and the cheddar cheese. Ooh.
There's a place in Davidson, North Carolina, that's about 10 minutes from here. It's called the Brick House. It's a restaurant, and they have a chicken quesadilla on their appetizer menu. And instead of being made with a tortilla, it's made in a dough pot, like a pocket of dough.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's the size of a plate. I mean, it's a full, it looks like a quesadilla, but instead of a tortilla, it's made out of dough. And it is so good. So that, why would you get the quesadilla cheeseburger rather than a regular cheeseburger?
Because Rob, I wanted the spicy chicken sandwich as the entree.
So you didn't want two sandwiches?
No, because the
quesadilla as a side.
You can get it as a side. You can't get a cheeseburger as a side.
So. Okay. Is that called? The tray?
Yeah.
You get a tray?
With two sides of quesadillas? That's a wacky sounding word.
I normally get a chicken quesadilla and a chicken wrap, like a ranch chicken wrap. Mm-hmm. But I was feeling like trying that cheeseburger quesadilla. It was delicious.
So chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, quesadilla, cheeseburger, and what other quesadilla? Chicken quesadilla.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, that's, if you don't have a Cookout, the place is called Cookout. If you don't have one of those in your town, they do these things called the tray, and you can do that. You can order a cheeseburger and then get a corn dog on the side, or chicken nuggets as the side.
Cheese curds.
Yeah, I don't go in for all that.
I love
cheese curd bullshit. I'd have to turn in my Southern card if I ate some cheese curds.
What does it taste like?
Cheese curd?
Yeah.
It's just like a mozzarella stick.
It's like a mozzarella
stick. Yeah. But it's like...
little balls.
But it's not going to be a stretchy because it's a lot less.
Mm.
A lot less cheese.
I've had them before. They're just like little breaded cheese balls.
Yeah.
I didn't know what they was.
You just pop them.
Mm. I had them at the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, they got them too?
Pop those cheese balls in your mouth.
Mm.
Oh, I will.
But, that's in Rob's blood. That's a Midwestern thing. Cheese curds. That's in his Michigan blood.
I first learned about them at A&W when they used to have those around here.
Yeah, I remember A&W's.
They don't have those anymore?
No, not around here. They closed all of them. I don't think they did as well.
There used to be one near Concord Mills, right?
Yeah, and there was one in Belmont. That's the one I went to. It was A&W and Long John Silver's.
Oh, yeah. Y'all go Long John Silver's or something fancy like that?
It's a Long John Silver's combo restaurant.
You could get chicken strips, fish sticks, and a cheeseburger. It was great. Mm.
Did I tell y'all about that barbecue sandwich I had at my close to my son's college when we went up there to visit him?
I think so, yeah.
Amazing.
Brisket and andouille sausage on a Texas toast as a sandwich.
Yum.
I know, it was really good. I had a turkey as the side. a full-size turkey.
I'll have a turkey on the side.
Smoked-ass turkey. All right, so, Rob... How much equipment is going to have to be loaded into my truck for the event tonight that we're doing?
It's pretty much all that stuff.
All of that right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it heavy?
Yeah.
But you're better now.
I'm not. No. No.
You can lift now, right?
Not really.
Oh, bullshit! Bullshit!
Let's do it.
He's running around here doing somersaults until it's time to pick up some heavy shit, and he's like, "Oh, my back is still hurt. My leg. My groin.
Is what?
No, groin.
Oh, groin.
Plantar fasciitis on my elbow. All of that.
That's me.
So, so how much can you lift? How much of that can you get loaded by the time I go to the bathroom after we're finished here?
I can push it out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll start loading it up.
Because I'm not, I wasn't planning on sweating today.
Yeah, me neither.
It is only like 60 degrees out there or something like that.
Is it?
It's nice.
Mm. Well, I don't know. Yep. I still don't even know if I'm doing this thing tonight. I might not even show up. But if I don't show up, there won't be any equipment there. Unless I just dropped it off and then hauled ass. I'm going to go park. I'll be right back. And then I just took off.
Please don't.
See ya. We don't want to be yo. I'll be,
eat shit.
Jerk.
Ace usually does, but he's not here because his mom died. Well, that's what he said. Anyway. So he usually does the, and doesn't he get his son to help?
Yeah, because his son has the truck now.
Yeah.
Because it's not fitting in his car.
Damn. My son's not here to help with shit.
Call him home.
It's going to be you.
Tell him to come home.
You better go get a one of those back braces they wear on the loading dock at Walmart. It's going to be lifting shit. Throwing it. Slinging it in there. Don't be trying any of that I'm hurt bullshit. Mm-hmm. You haven't been hurt in a long time.
Right.
It's time for you to get back in the real world. No more feeling sorry for him.
No excuses, buddy.
Mm-mm. You can warm up by picking Alexis up a few times.
Yep.
Yeah. Curl her.
Yeah. Or just lift her over your head under a ceiling fan. That would be the thing. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll talk to you peoples tomorrow. See ya. Hit it. Hit it.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.